Hello, I'm John McNamara, the Information Architect for Web3MQ, and I'm sat here with Ben Bukowski. Today we're going to talk about a scenario that links together Web3MQ, Managed File Transfer, and the scenario breaks down into three subcomponents. But before we get into that, we're going to talk a little bit about the wider scenario itself. So, Ben, what can you tell us about the wider scenario?
Okay, so what we're going to be doing over the course of three smaller scenarios is to build up a managed file transfer topology. And what that's going to do is give the user experience of installing and configuring the managed file transfer component in Web3MQ and see how it all hooks together. The topology that we're going to be focusing our attention on is a very, very simple hub and spoke topology. Now, the hub and spoke topology is quite a useful pattern in managed file transfer. So the sort of business problems that it can solve is that it gives you the ability to use Web3MQ to send files over the sort of topology which you may find in an enterprise. So you have a centralized hub, which could represent your HQ of some sort, and you've got spokes, which might represent satellite offices or in a retail environment, individual shops. And the business problem that you have is that you need to either send out files from your centralized hub HQ out to these spoke nodes, or equivalently, you may want to pull in files which are outside on these spokes and sort of coordinate them and collect them at your HQ hub. And we'll show you how you can begin to do this in this scenario.
That sounds fantastic. So effectively what you're saying there, Ben, is that the scenario itself is geared and engineered towards, rather than just being purely functionally driven, it's geared towards solving real business problems that customers are trying to solve using MQ.
Absolutely. So what we will do is that we will install and configure the product. We will consider some security aspects, but of course the customer's specific needs will vary according to the exact nature of their business problem, but we'll try and provide some guidance about what sort of factors they need to consider.
Okay, that's grand. So in the very first scenario, the basic file transfer scenario, can you talk us a little bit about that? I mean, my understanding would be that effectively starting off with simply integrating files into MQ messaging. Could you perhaps talk us through an overview of that before we get into the steps?
Absolutely. So what managed file transfer offers in MQ is the ability to integrate the movement of files inside an MQ network. This scenario, what we're going to do is show you the very, very basics of how you can integrate file transfers inside an existing MQ network. So it's important to recognise that moving files around can be just as important as sending traditional messages. In this first scenario, what we're going to do is build up the centralised hub. So it's going to be on a single machine. And the advantage that this gives you is it's very, very easy for you to pick up and try out the scenario. You don't need a lot of kit. You can just try this on your own workstation very, very quickly. So you can get up and running nice and quickly. Now, what we're going to do to actually prove this scenario is that the ultimate goal is to move a file from one location on your machine to another location on that machine. Now, that's not going to be very exciting, and it's not going to address any real business problems, but hopefully it'll give you experience of building up a very simple managed file transfer configuration and seeing how the tooling that we provide in Web3MQ allows you to create file transfers and monitor them as they move around. And we'll see in later scenarios how we can extend this across a real MQ network, and then you can get a real and then you can get a feel for how this can solve your actual business problems.
Okay, fair enough, Ben. That sounds fairly reasonable. So I guess the step-by-steps, the hands-on nitty-gritty then, if you would start this off, I'm guessing here the first thing you would need to do really is to install MQ. Are there any special kind of considerations that you'd have when installing MQ series and managed file transfer?
So managed file transfer is a set of optional components that you can install as part of MQ 7.5. Now, for this centralized hub, what we're going to do is install the MQ server, and we're going to create a queue manager, which is going to coordinate all of our file transfers and manage the reliability aspects that makes managed file transfer in MQ so valuable. So to do that, we install the MQ server components. We also install the four managed file transfer components. Now, this may seem like quite a few components for what seems like simple functionality, but one of the benefits of managed file transfer is the flexibility that it offers in more complex topologies. So just for this central hub and for simplicity, we're going to recommend that you install all of them. Now, one final piece in the jigsaw is that we install MQ Explorer. This is obviously only available on the single machine if you're using Windows or 32-bit Linux, but we use Explorer to give you a flavour of what the GUI side of Web2MQ offers in terms of file transfer. It's an optional part of the scenario. You can make do with the command line should you wish.
Okay, fair enough. So we've covered the basics of the installation, which makes sense. So once we've got it on the machine and it's ready to go, I'm guessing here that we start off creating a queue manager.
That's right. But before we actually go in and configure MQ itself, what we do is we create some users and groups on the operating system to handle this. Now, this is because we want to encourage customers to start to use this technology without disabling security out of the box. So in this scenario, we give you a simple take on security. And if you actually go and look through the text for the scenario, you'll see what that security offers you. Now, of course, if you're using this in production, you should consider other security aspects and the threats that are specific to your enterprise. The information center that we supply with MQ gives more information on how to address specific threats.
Okay, fair enough. So, actually, what I really like about this scenario is that rather than going down the path of simply putting in the very simple, easy route of turning security off, we've gone down the route of ensuring that it is on to give the users a flavour of what's really is going to be expected when they do start to think about the steps of moving into a production environment. So nothing should come as a drastic surprise when you start doing this for real, as opposed to just setting this up on your test machine. Okay, that sounds grand. So we have created a key manager, we've created a number of security objects. So once you've created the key manager, I'm guessing you start it, and then you would then need to coordinate the key manager with the file transfers. How would you do that then?
Okay, so once we have the key manager running, what we need to do is configure MQ to use that key manager to coordinate file transfers and handle incoming commands regarding file transfers. So for example, if you want to initiate a new file transfer, you need a queue manager to coordinate that activity. So to do that, we have an arsenal of new commands available in MQ version 7.5, and you have two of them seen here, which is FTE setup coordination and FTE setup commands. And what those do are basically they configure the queue manager we've just created to handle this file transfer behavior. Very, very simple to run, very, very quick.
Okay, that's grand. So it looks like the steps are you create a key manager, you start it up, you configure the key manager to coordinate file transfers using the command just given, and then you'd go out creating your first file transfer agent. So could you refresh memories again on what a file transfer agent actually is?
So a file transfer agent is really the process that handles the actual source or destination, consumption or transfer of the file. So we need to create an agent at each end of the transfer link. Now on this single machine, because we're just moving a file from one location to another, we could actually have the same agent acting as the source and the destination. But to give you a slightly more realistic feel for how this would work in practice, we're going to create two agents. So agent one is going to act as the source, and agent two is going to act as the destination. And you can see we've got a couple of simple commands which create those agents and then start them.
Okay, Grant, so in sequence then, you've created your key manager, you've started it up, you've configured your key manager to coordinate the file transfers, and then you're looking to create your first file transfer agent, and then your second one, and then finally you'll start both the agents up.
That's right. Now, once we have those agents started, we're ready to do our file transfer. So what the scenario then walks the user through is just identifying a candidate file for moving from one location to another. And then it walks the user through using MQ Explorer to initiate this transfer. Now, if you don't have MQ Explorer available or installed, don't worry too much. We'll come on later to show you how you can use the command line to initiate a transfer. But for now, the scenario is going to focus on the GUI side. So we've got a few steps of walking you through a wizard, which enables you to define and monitor a transfer. So you'll see us select agents to be involved in this transfer, and then you'll see us select the target file and a destination directory. We then use the Explorer to submit that transfer request, and we monitor its progress in the transfer log.
Okay, so I can see how you've used Explorer to work through that scenario. So what's the next step, Ben?
So after we've demonstrated the file transfer using Explorer, we show you how to perform a file transfer using the command line. Now, why this is important, because the Explorer offers a way of performing ad hoc transfers. The command line is much more powerful. It shows you it begins to open up possibilities for scripting transfers. So what we do is just give you an example command which recreates the transfer we just performed in Explorer, but from the command line. So we just walk you through doing that and confirming that the transfer succeeded. So just to sort of summarise, what we've got here is we've built up the hub for our very simple hub and spoke topology, and we've proven that that hub is functional for performing simple managed file transfers. So hopefully in the next scenario, we'll take this to the next logical step and add our first spoke.
That sounds grand, Ben. Can't wait. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers.
Thank you.